the story. So we have Pio there, age 70-something. And he's speaking or writing or thinking or writing or speaking to some friend. Explaining just that with relationships to other people, he's used to that most other people don't really understand or care less about what he is burning for really in his life. He's a creative person. He has some works to create before he leaves this world. He felt that since he was a kid, basically. And everyone should feel so, whatever work it is that we are here to do. That's what gives life meaning, isn't it? So, but then you might find yourself with others and, you know, maybe especially life partner, you know, like a spouse or so, who's not interested in that, and who, you know, the ideas are different. And then you have to compromise. That's included in the game, right? And it's very educative in this life school. And I did that, and 14 years while the kids grew up till I was like 60. I've felt I couldn't speak about or show or explain or discuss the 50% of my time that was that life mission. Because I knew, or rather, the other part didn't want to hear, stopped me, just talk about something else. But now I'm through with that. I can honestly say I lived up to that, my responsibilities. And now those are done. The sons are taking care of themselves. Good job, guys. Proud of you. An old dad can now finally take those remaining whatever years or seconds that he has in this world and just focus 100% on his life's mission, that which he felt deep inside that he's here to do. And that's what I'm doing. And if somebody wants to be my friend, well, or rather to hang out with me, no problem, you want to be my friend, you're my friend, but then, you know, this hanging out together, what do people do? I mean, some just think it's about sitting and drinking on the pub together, or eating and drinking, or you know, all that social scene there, which I don't have time for anymore. I went through that thoroughly. I mean, I've been there, done that. And now I have to confess, I didn't feel that satisfied in such circumstances. I was always more of a, not a loner, but I guess one of those social introverts who like to hang out with people, but not because that's what gives me the satisfaction in life, but because it's, you know, well, it does, but the right people, so to speak, better few close friends, real friends, and if there are one or two or a thousand, that's just, you know, the way it is. But I have something to do with the rest of this life, and I decide, be following the God in my heart, what I am going to spend that remaining time with. And I will spend those days doing what I want. I would say that so should you when you're a pensioner. But then start there again, you know, like what we did when we were 20. Sit down and seriously ask yourself, you know, what do I really want to do with the remaining years I have here? It's a good question to ask at this age. Because we have now, and we have, if we are a little bit wise, and I have been following advice from the Indian Ayurveda and the Chinese TCM tradition of medicine for the most part of my life, and I'm really happy I got in contact with that. So we can do that. We can have nice reminder remaining years of our lives or days, whatever, where we do that, can peacefully finish that which we felt and feel deep within. First of all, we had to find that among all the other stack of things that we, you know, the responsibilities we have been, that have been loaded upon us, or that we may ourselves have loaded upon us, thinking that they would make us happy or make our life meaningful. So, I mean, there's introspection and all that should be there all through life, and this special flavor of it, going to pension.